$1 million lease that you've got to jump through hoops to qualify for. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. Our whole job is to make you completely satisfied, so you'll tell everybody to come on in to More Motors and deal with Denny King or deal with one of the other sales staff. So if you're looking for a new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see me, Denny the King of Cars, at More Motor Sales in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. You really do get more here at More Motors in Carroll.
Sixteen to six, Cassidy leads by 10 as Reischauer's kick goes well into the lights and brought in at the 8-yard line by Chandler Cady. He leaps forward, and I don't know why I keep saying leap, but across the 25 out to about the 27-yard line, brought down by number 27, Matt Mahalik, defensive tackle on defense. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets at their own 27.
Anticipating a leap. That's the first time he didn't do it.
Yeah, we've had about four, maybe five leaps already in this game. Not to mention that leaping is illegal in high school football.
There you go.
So be it. All right. That's a good trivia question, I guess, next week.
Yes, bring it. I might even remember that next week.
It might be too football related. I'm not sure. First and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 26-yard line. Single wing to the right. Direct snap to Clancy. And he's brought down after about a yard, maybe 2-yard gain out to the 28-yard line. Tackle made by Cass City's number 66, Ryan DeLong, defensive tackle. Second down, 8 to go from the 28-yard line.
Not a lot happening on the Bad Axe offense. We've seen two plays. We've seen play action, and we've seen direct snap, wildcat to Jack Clancy about four times. So we have not seen anything out of the ordinary yet. We'll see Vinny Blackstock come on the field here. We'll see if they do something a little bit different. But this Cass City defense is all in on the middle of the field right now.
Direct snap to Clancy, goes to the left side this time, and nothing going there whatsoever as Cass City stops Clancy right at the original line of scrimmage. Matt Mahalik leading the charge for no gain. Third down, 8 to go from the 28-yard line.
The whole defense, the front 10, other than Sandon Cathrell, is completely up in the line of scrimmage. There's going to have to be some sort of play that gets the ball to the sideline quickly to loosen that defense up. Right now, they are all out blitz and trying to stop Clancy from getting any momentum whatsoever. So not a surprise here on third and down and long. You're going to see a four-receiver set, two each way.
Vinny Blackstock in shotgun has Clancy to his left. Back to pass, jailbreak, and it's going to be a screen over to Cody Tulaski. This was well over his head at the 30-yard line, incomplete. And now Bad Axe facing a 4th and 8, more likely to have to punt at their own 28-yard line.
A designed wide receiver screen, and I like the concept, but it took a little too long for Blackstock to get it there, and then he launched it into his own bench. It wasn't online at all, but it was going nowhere. Alex Perry was unblocked, about to make a play in the backfield, so he throws it away harmlessly, and it goes incomplete. Now Cass City looking to receive a punt and have excellent field position on their third series.
Micah Gordon punts it away into Cassidy territory, takes another hatchet bounce inside the 35 and comes the rest of the 34-yard line, brought in by number 11, Jensen Emmerich. So Cassidy will have a 1st and 10 situation right to left across your radio, still with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first quarter, leading 16-6.
We've had three scores. We're still in the first quarter. Some big plays, and Cassidy's defense, really the unsung hero of this team. The offense has been what everybody talks about, is how can you stop Hayden Horn, Sandon Cathrell, the emergence of Jordan Mester. But this defense has been very good, and Bad Axe is finding out why.
Hand off to Hayden Horn to the left side, out to about the 35 for a hard-fought 1, maybe 2 yards for the Red Hawks. Jack Clancy makes the stop and tackle. Second down, we'll say 9 to go from the 35-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Jack Clancy. You're seeing Cass City with the different fakes and extending them. Seeing Bad Axe really gamble and leaving some of their players, like linebackers, in one-on-one situations. And that time, Jack Clancy is able to bring down Hayden Horn for no gain.
T formation for Nald, hands it off to Hayden Horn. Has the first down to the 46-yard line. A gain of 11 on the play. Tackle made by Bad Axe's Chandler Cady out of the secondary. Move the chains for Cass City.
And you said it best, tackle in the secondary. That is never good. It's a big gain. And another first down for Cass City.
Timeout. Blue. That's their first timeout.
So with 2:01 left in the first quarter, BetX takes their first time out of the game, trailing by 10 points, 16-6. BetX scored first on the first play of this game as Jack Clancy broke out for a huge run. But then it's been all Cass City since that first drive of BetX. BetX has a collective 1 yard on two drives.
I was going to say, I don't know if they had any positive yards since then. I know the second series went backwards, but the offense has done nothing. But it really has run the same play over and over again. We haven't really seen anything until it was third down and long when it was an obvious passing situation, which Cass City was all over as they just bring extra pressure and force Vinny Blackstock to make a quick decision and throw it accurately. And at this level, that is very difficult to do. But Coach Durr here calling timeout simply to try to rest his defense for a second, have them catch their breath and get them refocused. This is a big series for them. If they fall down by three scores already in the first quarter, that doesn't bode well for them the rest of the game.
Four first downs for Cass City, none for BetX. T formation from the 46-yard line. It's a handoff to Jordan Mester. He's out for a hard-fought 2 yards. Stopping him would be Cody Bailey, defensive tackle junior for BetX. Second down, 8 to go from the 47-yard line. 1:45 left here in the first quarter, 16-6 Cass City.
Just no answer for this Cass City offense so far. They get a good series like this where they get a good play on first down, only allow a yard, maybe two. But now they got to stop the big chunk plays. It's been coming way too often for the white jerseys.
Fernald hands off to Cathrell, has at least 5, maybe 6 yards out short of the first down for the first time tonight. Tackle made by Cody Bailey once again out to the BetX 47-yard line. It'll be a gain of 6 on the play, third down, 2 to go.
And Cody Bailey, your defensive tackle, making the tackle 7 yards downfield, which means, you know, he's making the tackle as Cathrell is going by, and nothing special here. Wing T offense, Fernald handing it off to different backs, and BetX unable to maintain that gap presence, and Cathrell is able to get a nice gain on second down.
And another handoff to Cathrell. This one's enough for the first down. He gets out for about 7 yards, all the way down to the 40-yard line. Sap made by Chandler Keady for BetX, but not until after moving the chains for the fifth time tonight.
I gotta love it. I think it's very, very interesting to see the emergence of Bryce Fernald. He's been a very fine bright spot and allows some versatility for this offense. We've seen him complete a pass tonight already in this game, and you're seeing what Cathrell can do with a head of momentum. Normally, he's got to execute all the fakes.
Hand off to Alex Perry, the hard runner for Cass City. He's out for maybe 4 yards out to the 36-yard line. Stop made by middle linebacker Toby McPhee for the BetX Hatchets. Second down, 5 to go for Cass City.
Nice run there by Cass City on first down. Those are what your wing T offenses want to see. They want those nice 4 or 5 yard gains on first down. But they have been moving the ball with ease here, and the end of the first quarter for the Hatchets cannot come quickly enough.
We've seen 3 scores in 12 minutes, all in those first early minutes. At the end of 12 minutes, it's Cass City 16, BetX 16.
It's the end of the first.
Right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Saturday, October 5th, it's Randy's Hunting Center's annual open house with one-day-only specials. Incredible deals on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Factory representatives on hand from Ruger and Leupold. Thousands of new guns in, including many limited editions exclusively for Randy's. Pick up a Go Wild 450 Bushmaster with 22-inch Cerakoted barrel and muzzle brake, only $499. Over 2,000 Bushmasters on hand in over 190 different options. Hornady American Whitetail Ammo and 450 Bushmaster or 350 Legend, only $9.99 with every Ruger, 450 or 350 purchase. 25 models of 350 Legend starting at $399. Several variations of Ruger AR-556 semi-automatic sporting rifles starting at $499.95. That's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center this Saturday.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of BetX. Call 269-GUNS.
On to the second quarter. Cass City leads 16-6 by 10 points, and they are on offense.